Welcome to Branching Out of the Empty Nest. I am your host, Zawana Price. On this award-winning podcast, we discuss health, wealth, relationships, downsizing, taking care of aging parents, and so much more. We provide tools and resources to the new and seasoned empty nester. And remember, you don't have to be a parent to be an empty nester. On today's show, we're doing another health check, and we are discussing why sleep is important. So let's get started. On today's episode, we are discussing sleep. Now, we've been discussing our know your numbers, your health check, having those numbers available so that you can see if you're getting better, if any of those areas are improving. So hopefully you've been tracking your numbers and watching the progression. If you did not write down those numbers the first time we did this, I'll give you time to write these numbers down. And then we're going to keep checking in to make sure these numbers are improving and your health is improving. So write down your age, your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your height, your weight, BMI, body mass index, your body temperature, your normal resting heart rate, your weight measurement, the circumference of your waist, the date of your last physical, your A1C, and the ounces or cups of water you drink each day. And remember, with a lot of these numbers, tweaks to your routine to lose weight can improve a lot of those numbers. The other thing to improve many health conditions is to move, to exercise regularly. So whatever you do, just do it every day. They suggest at least 30 minutes a day. So if you like walking, walk 30 minutes a day. If you like dancing, dance 30 minutes a day. Bowling, basketball, doesn't matter what it is, just do something every single day. The other part of the equation is sleep. Sleep is underrated. People do not realize how important it is to have quality sleep in their lives. People underestimate how important a good night's sleep is worth. They suggest for most adults to get at least 7 hours per night. And don't try to just cram all your sleep time in on the weekend and you're only getting 4 hours a night during the week, because that doesn't really have the same effect. So try to get 7 hours every night. When you get enough sleep, it boosts your brain power. It helps with weight management. It can help reduce stress and inflammation in the body. And it definitely lowers the risk of other health problems, such as a heart attack, a stroke, or getting diabetes. So getting enough sleep can help lower the risk for those conditions. When you lack sleep, it can increase your blood pressure. Your heart has to work harder, which is putting more stress on your heart. And over time, you can put yourself at risk for heart disease. So it's very important that we make sure we are getting enough sleep. Getting enough sleep can also improve your relationships because you're in a better mood. You have more energy. You're more alert. You're just more balanced. And you're able to think more clearly. It can help improve your memory. And you're better at problem solving. The body needs you to sleep so that it can repair the tissues. And sleep, a quality sleep, is also going to help to make sure you have a steady, consistent blood sugar level. It's going to build your immune system, and you might get sick less often because of the stronger immune system. It can also help you manage your weight. If for no other reason, if you're getting 7 hours or more of sleep, you're not up snacking and doing other things that will make you gain weight. How do you know if you're not getting enough sleep? If you're not getting enough sleep, you could have sleep deprivation. Some of those symptoms can include a bad mood. You're easily agitated or you have anxiety, depression, or short temper. It could be hard to remember things or to concentrate on things, and your performance could be affected. It might be hard for you to plan or to organize, or you might have bad judgment. You could be on the extreme end and have hallucinations or paranoia or even be disoriented. There could be other symptoms in your body, such as aches and pains and nausea. You can have diarrhea. Your body temperature can also be lower, so you feel cold. You could have insomnia where you're not sleeping and it's very obvious that you have issues with sleep. Or you could have sleep apnea where you might not even be aware that you're waking up multiple times in the night and not able to breathe. A lot of people realize they have sleep apnea because they snore very loudly and their partners will tell them. And there are many other sleep-related conditions that can affect your body. So if you're experiencing anything like that, it's time to speak with a doctor to see what they can do. They might prescribe medicine or they might send you to a sleep study, but it is too important for you not to get it checked out because sleep can affect so many areas of your life and your quality of life. So you want to make sure you are getting enough sleep. If it sounds like you have experienced some of those symptoms, then call your doctor and schedule an appointment. If you have not scheduled your physical, schedule an appointment and discuss this when you're at the doctor. And make sure you're moving more so you're exercising more, but try not to do it too close to the time when you're supposed to be asleep. Because when you have that burst of energy, it might make it harder for you to sleep. So make sure that you're getting enough sleep and you're moving more, but don't do them too close together because you might sabotage your plan. So don't forget those other numbers that I asked at the beginning of the show. Make sure you write those down and make an appointment to go see your doctor to get those numbers if you don't already have them. And let's track them at least once a month to see if those numbers are changing, see if they're improving. And if not, discuss that with your doctor, what areas need help and which areas you can tweak. And we'll give tips on the show about areas you can improve in your life. And if you need support, there's always a support group out there. You can go to Google, you can go to Facebook or Meetup. You can put this information in and find groups that are near you, or you can meet virtually, or you can always call your local hospital. They'll have a list of resources. They'll know which organizations use the facilities. You can always find a nonprofit organization in your area that will have virtual and in-person meetings so that you can get support in the areas where you feel that you cannot do it alone. So, thank you for taking the time to listen today. You can follow us on our socials. On Instagram, we are Empty Nest Squad. Our website is emptynestsquad.com. And on Facebook, our platform is Branching Out of the Empty Nest. We have new episodes available every other week. And make sure you subscribe and tell a friend so that they can find us and follow us as well. Again, thank you for taking the time to listen today. And until next time, get out there and soar.